dare to dream, dream, dream. Welcome to the Dare to Dream radio show. I'm your host, Deborah Dashinger. Join me every week as I interview inspiring guests from all walks of life, all ages, all backgrounds, all parts of the world, who had a dream and found a way to make that dream come true. Listen to this worldwide award-winning radio show every week and learn to dare to dream and make your dreams come true. Sit back and enjoy, and welcome. You can be anything, a rock star, beauty queen, fly with a broken wing, baby, if you dare to dream, dare to dream, dare to dream. You can have everything, playing on your 12-string, going for the brass ring, baby, if you dare to dream, dare to dream, dare to dream. Let your fears fade away and dare to dream.
It's another episode of Dare to Dream Radio, and I am the host and producer, Debbie Dashinger. I warmly welcome you to the show. Thanks for taking time to be with your own dreams, to be with your own heart's desires, why you're here, whether it's for fun or for something really creative out there that you're ready to do, be, and experience. Remember, the show is created to inspire you, my listeners, to take steps towards your dreams and turn all of those goals into your reality. Gotta tell you how much I love hearing from you guys. The emails I get, you inspire me. You encourage me. When I hear from Robert Jenkins, who's turned his whole life around and created a board and flying out to China to speak to an advisory board and taking my book, Dare to Dream, along with him as a must-read for everyone on his board, and all the great things he's doing in the world. Or Wari from Barcelona, originally from Nigeria, changing his life and the lives of others. And so many more of you out there who have become my colleagues as well. Remember, when you create your dream, what it means to me, the light that goes off here, it means I can do it too. So later on, I'm going to be having Ken Foster on the show. He's going to be talking about the calling, turning the calling into your passion. Really, that's what it is all about. I met Ken recently with his amazing wife, Judy, at Women of Wisdom down in San Diego. And I got to tell you, they're doing amazing things down there. If you don't know about the group, you'll find out more. And before we have Ken on, I want to talk about a piece to move you forward, because this is not about a get-through-the-day kind of existence. This is really about thriving in every area of your life. When you talk about dreams, you know, that's a big word, right? You can feel the energy of dreams. Even bigger is when you allow the dreams to manifest, to come to fruition, when you take the steps, make the choices and the decisions, fully align yourself with your dream. Everybody out there knows, because you've been listening to me for over a decade, that world travel is deeply embedded in my DNA, and I'm getting to do that in a couple of months. I'm going to quite a few countries, and boy, am I excited. Boy, am I excited. Just the beginning of this journey for me in world travel, and more and even more. So here's what I recommend to get out of get-through-the-day kind of existence, because how's that working for you, right? Instead, let's make some right choices. So create your vision. Create your vision of what it is you want to be living into. And then articulate it and see it. You know, I'm going to tell you that I was interviewed last week by a gentleman who's writing a book on legacy. And I had heard from a couple other people who were interviewed for his book, and they kept saying over and over how profound the interview was. And I was fascinated. I thought, wow, what is creating such profundity for the interviewees? Well, they were right. When it came to be my turn, I found his questions to be so provoking and forced me to search inside of myself. One of the questions, I'll tell you, was, what legacy do you have that you're going to be living forward from? And I loved that question because I recognized inherent in that question was a process. And that meant I came to be free. I finish. I allow and receive grace, ease, and total abundance. Whatever might be said, your legacy, your living legacy, by the way, you don't have to die to create the legacy. We can be living and be sharing our legacy with others, inspiring them. So if that is true, what would your legacy be? And whatever legacy you set forth from this moment on, live into. Why do I love that? Let's say, for the heck of it, I came to live out loud. I have a voice in this life. They will say at the end and during her life, Debbie had a voice, and she used it big and for great good. That's just an example I'm coming up with in this moment. But if that was true, that means that everything that comes up for me and to me, I can check it with that legacy. So somebody asked me to do something, or somebody is wanting to be a client, but they're really not a great client. Where's my voice in that to say no? Where's my voice in that to know the hell yes for what is going to move me forward and allow my voice to do great good on this planet at this time? Where, with every opportunity, every choice, every decision, every idea, every vision, will I be able to reflect where my voice is and all that, and what greater good it's being used for? So think about your legacy. I mean, this amazing process. Think about your legacy. And once you have that statement, then you know what to say yes and no to. It really is a great influencer and assist at a time when so much is coming at us so quickly. So that said about your legacy and that process, let's go back to create your vision and be able to articulate it and see it. And some of us have stronger strengths in different ways. For me, I'm a feeler. I can feel things very easily. My vision, I'm very visual, but it doesn't always catch up quite like that. So use what's most potent for you. And let's break it down. Think about three things you need, require for yourself right now. What are those three things? Just think about each of those three things. Could it be confidence? Could it be love? Could it be success? Could it be a partner? Could it be support? Just think about what it might be. Three things. Now, you know what you really need? You really need clarity. You need to get clear about a few things. Put that on the list. So good. What say you've settled on some things? Confidence, love, clarity. Those are good. Confidence, love, and clarity. Assignments are good to go to completion. So title your life in 5 words or fewer. We talked about legacy, right? Think about what you want, desire your life to feel like. Maybe the goal is moving in a new direction, or maybe it's giving and receiving. Name your life. You can name your life every year, every segment, every month. Name your life. Right now, it could be in full bloom. Does that make sense? Does this make sense? So then pick a theme song for your life. We don't want your song to be "I Will Survive," right? You want something a little more powerful, a little more singing into your life. Pick a song, learn the words to it. And then write down your intentions. What do you intend to do? What do you intend to feel? What do you intend to participate in? And finally, write down your vision for your future. And maybe you can't hear it. Maybe you're too overwhelmed by fear. So then what do you see for yourself? What do you see for your business? What do you see for your relationship with your partner, your friends, your family? And next, I suggest you take 3 moments each day for the next 40 days to do something for yourself. A healthy moment, a wealthy moment, a joyful moment. This can mean drinking more water, flossing your teeth, saving $10, or eating a piece of chocolate. And if you're open to it, join something. Join something that will change your life. for fun and for free. Something that will create something lovely. Community, support, friendship, fun. It will be an interesting 40 days, my beloved. So those are my suggestions as a great check-in and a great process. Create your vision. Be able to articulate it and see it. Break it down. What three things do you need for yourself right now? Probably you'll need to include clarity in that. Clarity is good. Then title your life in five words or fewer. What do you want your life to feel like? And then pick a theme song for your life. Pick a song and learn the words to it. And next, write down your intentions, what you intend to do, feel, participate in. And then finally, write your vision for your future. What do you see for yourself, your business, and your relationships? And then cherish, take 3 moments each day for the next 40 days to do something for yourself that is healthy, that is wealthy, that is joyful. And do it. Be open to this. These are game changers. Well, I am so excited on the heels of that to introduce you to my guest today, who is Ken D. Foster. He's extraordinary. He's an entrepreneur who has many successful startups in his portfolio, including retail furniture, manufacturing, real estate, 2 networking companies, and a securities company. He and a team started from scratch and became a $200 million a year business in less than 2 years. Today, Ken is considered a national expert in the field of life coaching and mentoring. For the last 21 years, Ken has empowered countless entrepreneurs to create sustainable businesses, grow their net worth, and have more fulfillment. He is a leading expert in startups, funding, time management, team growth, and leadership development. Ken is also a best-selling author, international speaker, and the founder of Premier Coaching, a business coaching and training organization. Ken serves as president on the governing board of the Stars of Courage nonprofit. He conducts personal consultations at his office in San Marcos, California, and also has worldwide clients. Ken can be reached email ken@kendfoster.com or visit his website at kendfoster.com. Ken, welcome to Dare to Dream. It is so great to have you on the show.
Debbie, I'm so excited to be on the show today, and I loved your message earlier. That was really powerful. I hope everybody took some notes and wrote that down. It's a great way to generate your dreams. Love it.
Thank you very much. Legacy. And you're really somebody who's leaving and living an incredible legacy right now. You have a role as a national expert in life coaching and mentoring. So I want to talk about the work you do today. It seems really diverse, but break it down for us. What is your real gift? What is it that you're doing right now?
What I'm doing is I'm helping people see things that they haven't been able to see before, tune into their inner wisdom and be able to accomplish things that they thought were not possible. And I've been doing that for the last 21 years in the life coaching business and working as a business strategist. But ultimately, that's what I do. And ultimately, if you're listening to the show today, that's what we're going to talk about. That's what I'm going to deliver to you. I'm going to help you to kind of take off some of the, I call it a sheet, that's kind of covering our thoughts or our eyes that blocks us from really seeing our potential and being able to deliver our gifts, talents, and abilities into the world in a much greater way.
You know, there's something that was arresting to me, and I love this because I've never seen this before. You talk about baby boomers. And that baby boomers can have a new career that they may be missing as a coach, specifically well into their 60s, their 70s, and their 80s. Will you talk about that, and why is it that baby boomers can become coaches?
Well, right now we have 10,000 baby boomers retiring every day. So that's a mass of people. And, you know, a lot of people are looking for what's the next step for them. Some of them are thinking about legacy. Some of them are. But a lot of them are thinking about what is it that I'm going to do over the next 10, 15, 20, 30 years. And life coaching is one of those careers that we need a lot more people in this business. Okay, now a lot of businesses are saying stay out, but this business, we want you. Because listen, in our nation today, there's 40,000 people that are living under, 40 million people that are living under the poverty line today. And you know, as people at a maturity, the baby boomers, they have a lot of life experiences, they have a lot of wisdom, a lot of them. And we want to, you know, I want to encourage people to bring that wisdom into the population and really give back. This is the time of giving back. But the good news is you can give back, and it's a very lucrative industry, mm-hmm. and you can create income for yourself along the way while you're helping other people create the life of their dreams.
How would you suggest they do that? For someone who's listening, is interested, where would they go? How would they figure out their niche?
Well, yeah, you know, I was going to get into this later, but I'll just mention it right now. We have an organization called Stars of Courage, and Stars of Courage is bringing together life coaches with those people in need. Mm-hmm. And so they can go to starsofcourage.org to check us out and see about possible opportunities there. Also, you can go to the International Coach Federation. It's called ICF.org, ICF.org. And there they have a list of 40 or 50 coaching schools that you can get in touch with and see which one resonates for you.
Fantastic. Okay, and we will talk about Stars of Courage a little bit later, but just so you know, there are also coaching opportunities for you there. And then you get to, I think, work a little bit more directly with Ken, which would be fantastic. And you talked, Ken, about removing a sheath. So talk about that. What is the sheath, and why is it important to remove it?
Well, the sheath is really your limitations. Mm-hmm. And the limitations are formed by what you believe that you can or can't do. So many people today walk around and they're afraid to take risks. They're afraid to explore new things, venture out from where they've been, especially if you've been in a career for many years. Sometimes it feels scary to go out there and try something new. But that exact experience, when you say to yourself or you ask yourself, where is it that I could serve greater? What is my life purpose? What am I about? Where can I create some joy and happiness and fulfillment in my life and other people's lives? When you start asking deeper questions, you start opening up the possibilities that you can now experience in greater ways. So right now, as a participant, as a listener on this show, think about one area in your life right now, or one dream that you have, and think about that dream and ask, what can you do to expand that dream? What can you do in the next 5 days to expand that dream? Whatever it is. I think when you start, you know, I wrote a book, Debbie, I don't know if you know, it's called Ask and You Will Succeed. It's an Amazon overall bestseller. There's tens of thousands of copies that have sold in the world. And that book was developed by me to help people ask questions they've never asked before. Hmm. Most people have 60,000 thoughts a day. They have the same 60,000 thoughts tomorrow and the next day and the next day. Why? Because they ask about the same question day in and day out. And or they use their minds in a way that keeps them stuck thinking the same things day in and day out. They get into routines. They get into habits. They get into looking at life from kind of clouded glasses. Instead of looking at the potential for what's possible for them in their life, they default to a place of security, a place of feeling comfortable. And honestly, in my 21 years of coaching, I have never seen anybody that's comfortable and stays in security that's ever been fulfilled in their life. people that are fulfilled are people that go out, they take risks, they have courage, they step into their own courage, they ask, if I was courageous today, what would I do? What 5 steps would I take to create the life of my dreams? They ask those kind of questions.
What is the most courageous thing you're doing right now? How are you stepping out in a wholly new way, Ken, that is maybe making you afraid and excited and exhilarated all at once?
Well, there's several areas that I'm stepping out in, Debbie. I've got 5 new books coming out next year. One of them is a business book called The 5E. I have a series called 20 Minutes of Courage. It's a 4-book series that I'm bringing in the world. And, you know, I've recorded 30 new podcasts. That's been kind of scary with all these new people. But I think the biggest thing, that podcast is called Voices of Courage, and it goes along with the new book called 20 Minutes of Courage. So we're releasing that next year. I think the scariest thing for me, the biggest challenge that I'm bringing into the world right now, is the Stars of Courage. And the Stars of Courage mission is to bring life coaches to those in need. Take them from entitlement programs to empowerment programs, take them from poverty to prosperity, and it's a big dream, and I want to tell you about that dream because I think some of the listeners can relate to this, and I know that a lot of times when we're in a place where we're feeling kind of stuck, we're feeling like, wow, there must be something more to life. I was in that place last December. I was asking the question, how can I contribute more? Hmm. And I went to a workshop. I saw a friend of mine giving a workshop to 900 school students. I participated in it with her. And we spent all Saturday helping these children to release bullying in their life and to start to acknowledge who they are. My friend's name is Halise Bridges. She's delivered about 40 million of these little blue ribbons that say who I am makes a difference. I'm sitting in the audience, I'm thinking, how can I make a greater difference? I kept asking that question for about a week, and a friend of mine called out of the blue, former client. He's up in Idaho, and he says, hey, there's a senator up there that wants to put life coaching and mentoring on a bill, on an entitlement program, and he wants to talk to somebody who's an expert. And he said, you're the national expert on mentoring and coaching. I told him about you. So long story short, I go up to Idaho, and I meet the senator. We spend 3 days lobbying around the Senate. He introduces me to many senators and legislators. Eventually, we end up in the governor's office. I spent 45 minutes with Governor Butch Otter, and we're talking about life coaching and mentoring, right? And as I did the research around that, I'm finding that there are a lot of mentoring programs for children under 21, but there's really not much in a national level for individuals that are 21 years or older. There's 2 national programs. One is SCORE, Service Corps Retired Executives, and one is a beautiful Christian program called Love, Inc., and they're delivering mentoring. And then as I delve deeper, there's nobody delivering life coaching, which is my expertise in my field. So I thought, wow, we got to build, you know, it's just the right thing to do. We got to bring the stars. We got to lift up individuals we call stars. They used to be called people in the gap population or poverty people. We don't call them that. They're our stars. They're stars of courage. And so we're bringing, I'm doing that. So thanks for asking, bringing that to the world.
Yeah. So, well, that's a huge thing to step into. And I'm sure there you are in the senator's office. And now you're fully in. You cannot have 1 foot out the door in doubt and uncertainty if you're going to be really pursuing this and be a champion. You've got to be 100% committed when you get to that level of lobbying and bringing people in and really standing as an expert. Yes?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I have to say that, you know, I prepared, I did the research, but, you know, standing there in the governor's office with the House Majority Leader and the Senator Stephen Thane and the governor, there was no doubt. There was no uncertainty. I was moving forward, and I was going to get this bill passed. Now, here's the good news, by the way. That bill went to the House and got approved up there in Idaho, went to the Senate, and they approved it, but they attached the rider to it, so they sent it back down to the House. And when the session reconvenes next January, we believe that's going to be the first bill in the nation that actually attaches life coaching to a a government program. So we're excited about it. And, you know, Stars of Courage is going to be participating in the 78,000 people up there in Idaho that are living below the poverty line. And listen, L.A., we've got millions of people in that category. This is a calling for all of us. We really need to step forth and think about how we can give back, how we can help empower those people that have been left behind. And I'm going to say, if we don't do that as a nation, it's going to, you know, we're seeing the results of it right now all over the media, right? We're getting, you know, there's a lot of people that are frustrated, dissatisfied. They're taking it out with violence. They're shooting at our law enforcement agencies and killing our police officers. It's horrific. It's a symptom of what's gone wrong. And we can fix this problem, but we all have to step up in greater ways and give back and help giving a hand up to those in need.
Yeah, it's very important. This reciprocity is huge. Well, Ken D. Foster is a best-selling author of Ask and You Will Succeed, Volume 1 and 2. He's published 4 other books and has a new 4-book series coming out in 2017 called 20 Minutes of Courage. This is Debbie Dashinger at Dare to Dream Radio. Join me after the show on Twitter. My handle is Debbie Dashinger. Stay right there. I'll be right back. And we'll be speaking more about the nonprofit Stars of Courage.
Have a dream but not clear how to manifest it? Feel like the rest of the world was given the secret to achieving their dreams except for you? This acclaimed book, Wisdom to Success, The Surefire Secrets to Accomplish All Your Dreams, was written for you. Author Debbie Dashinger received the Inspiration Book of the Year Award and Critics Pick from U.S. Book Review and Writer's Digest for Wisdom to Success. It's a life-changing read, available at Amazon.
Do you have a published book that never reached its bestseller potential? Are you working on a book or ebook you hope to publish soon? Do you have a book locked inside, waiting to release your message to the world? Go to mybestsellerbook.com. My Bestseller Book will launch your book to a guaranteed bestseller status. Learn more at mybestsellerbook.com.
What is forgiveness like in your life? Is there someone right now that you need to forgive? Project Forgive is changing all that, teaching you how to skillfully forgive and finally get that freedom. Go to www.projectforgive.com. It's time you freed yourself and freed your dream. You're listening to Dare to Dream.
Welcome back to Dare to Dream. This is Debbie Dashinger, and I am speaking with Ken, and you can go to his website at Ken D. Foster. He was talking about something new, fairly to him, that he stepped into, this nonprofit that's really using coaching to give a hand up to others. Stars of Courage. So you were talking about some of the great challenges facing us as a nation right now, Ken. What else? What else are we facing that Stars of Courage will address?
Well, the main thing we're facing is poverty is not a it's not normal. It's not a natural state of being. It's created by a way of thinking, and we've thrown a lot of money, you know, war on poverty. We've put a lot of government money and programs in place. And quite frankly, if we look at the statistics, it's not working, okay? Just throwing money at the issue is not working. What we really need to do is bring mentors and coaches to this issue. Build individual relationships, and start helping people to understand how to use their mind, how to use their energy, and how to use their body to create wealth in their lives. What I find, Debbie, is that we're so limited in our thinking because we don't ask the right questions. Let me give you a question that I like to ask, okay? Mm-hmm. And I ask this to my coaching clients. What limitations do you believe about yourself that you're willing to doubt? Or I'll ask them, what will bring you freedom from every limitation that you've created for yourself? Now, people are listening, going, I don't know. You know, that's the challenge. We go to I don't know instead of thinking, you know, let me think this through. Let me stay with that question until I start getting some answers for my own life. And so I can, you know, if you're in a place where things aren't working for you right now, if you're feeling discomfort or pain or challenges that are seem very big for yourself, those challenges are given to you to help empower you, to grow you, to be to help you improve, to help you become all you've meant to be. A lot of us think that, you know, that's just the way life is. I'm just going to have challenges. They're always going to be there. They'll never go away, whether it's in our mind, whether it's in our body, whether it's our finances, whether it's with our relationships. And that's just not true. It's a way that you've been thinking. But what we're finding, and I love the science of neuroplasticity and epigenetics, because what they're finding is that the brain itself is so pliable, right? And when we start to focus, we start to think in positive terms, it has an impact on our brain. It actually starts to release DNA in our brains that has not been released before and create new neural pathways in our minds, right? And opens up possibilities and ways of thinking that we've never explored. So this is what we can do, but it all starts in the mind, right? Poverty starts in the mind. That's what we're bringing, an army of trained coaches to this issue. And if you're listening, by the way, and you are...
Yeah, how can they get involved? People who are listening, who may know somebody, or they themselves feel they're really right for this. Where would they go?
Thanks, Debbie. They can go to starsofcourage.org. Starsofcourage.org. If you're a person that you're listening right now and you think, wow, you know what? I'm struggling. I'm living beneath the poverty line. By the way, in federal guidelines, a single person, that's $11,500. But we take applicants up to 200% of the poverty line, Debbie. So they can actually be making about $23,500 and still qualify to be part of this program. Hmm. And if you're a coach, just go to starsofcourage.org and click on Become a Coach and fill out the application. It's 10 minutes, and somebody will be in touch with you.
Starsofcourage.com, that's correct?
.org.
.org. Definitely. Okay, yeah. So organization, starsofcourage.org. Go there if you are a coach, if you're ready to start reaching out, working with Ken and this amazing team to create change when change is really needed. Well, you're listening to Dare to Dream Radio. Join me after the show at debbiedashinger.com or go to Facebook fan page at Dare to Dream Radio and TV. Write to us there. We'll be right back after this, and we'll be talking with Ken more about his expertise leading entrepreneurs and leaders and what's really possible. What do we need to know to be exceptional at what we do?
What if there's nothing wrong with you? What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for? What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world and to like yourself a lot more? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. Asking questions opens doors to infinite possibilities. And it's not about finding the answer. It's about being the question. Always. What I'm inviting you to step into is something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Gandhi, Picasso, and Aristotle all knew to be true. What if no question is too big or too small? What if anything is possible for you? What if together we could create a kinder, gentler, happier world? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for a free video series, My Gift to You. Beingyouclass.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
What if you were willing to nurture and care for you? What if you could open the doors to being everything you have decided is not possible to be? Have you always known you're different from the people around you? If you've been seeking something else is possible. To receive more on Access Consciousness, go to tinyurl.com/access-change. Is this the change you've been looking for? tinyurl.com/access-change.
Radio sells with immediacy. Radio sells everywhere. Radio is the cost-effective medium. Go to ads@debbiedashinger.com. Reach is nice, but frequency is better. You're always on the front page with Dare to Dream Radio. It's an award-winning program, syndicated on over 60 radio stations. Advertise and sponsor the Dare to Dream Radio show for optimal advertising results. Email ads@debbiedashinger.com.
Debbie Dashinger's Radio Interview Mastery Program is a unique branded system that works. MediaMasteryRadio.com puts you on a fast track to grow your business and easily book interviews. Learn how at MediaMasteryRadio.com. Debbie is fiercely committed to guiding entrepreneurs, authors, speakers, healers, and business people. Learn how to leverage your radio appearances to grow your business and increase your visibility at MediaMasteryRadio.com.
Debbie Dashinger, and we're back with Ken D. Foster, who teaches the proven formula for increasing profits, transforming your business, and creating a results-oriented strategy for growing your company. Again, that's kendfoster.com. Ken, will you talk about some of the key principles to be successful as an entrepreneur today? I'm sure doing what you do, working with who you work, you see things, and sometimes you wish you could just stop the patterns. Like, if you would just stop doing this, you would have results. And if you would start doing that, you would be so successful. What are those things?
I would say out of all the thousands of entrepreneurs that I've worked with over the years, the key principle that stops people from being all they can be and generating a profitable business is their dyslexic nature. In other words, they're out chasing the next greatest thing. They're wandering from one thing to the next thing to the next thing to the next thing. And whether it's somebody that's trying to learn to be an entrepreneur and they're chasing workshops from the next one to the next
yes.
one.
Yes. Oh, my goodness.
Right? You get it?
Yes. Talk about that, please, because that is huge, and I see that a lot in my clients.
Well, what I see is that people that do that, pursue that, trying to find information outside of themselves, attending workshops, reading the next book, listening to the next audio, there's nothing wrong with doing that in a moderate way. We all learn and grow. But my mentor, my teacher told me, if you're going to read 15 minutes, then act for at least 30 minutes, okay? It's 2-to-1. You're going to read for an hour, you know, take action for 2 hours. So you're not just caught up in this mental, going for the next thing to the next. You're actually taking actions around it. And what I see with my clients, Debbie, maybe you see too, those clients that pursue that, they'll come back to me in 5 years. I've had them come back in 5, and come back in 10. And they're the same person. They haven't, nothing's changed. They're
right.
Still facing the exact same challenges.
Mm-hmm.
So there is a formula to change that. And Einstein had it. Da Vinci had it. Tony Robbins had it. Some of the great spiritual leaders all had it. Jesus Christ, Bhagavan Krishna, Paramahansa Yogananda, Muhammad. They all knew this secret. It's very, very simple. It's be still. It's going to solace. Da Vinci said, isolation is the price of greatness. And so if you're going from one thing to the next, you're creating failure for yourself. It's even being proven with the science of neuroplasticity where the brain expands brain cells, the brain expands neural connections when you're still, when you're quiet.
Mm. Let me ask you this. So somebody who's doing that, somebody who's going from workshop to workshop and getting inspired, but actually there's nothing there for them to go back and change. They haven't gotten that personal bit. And they choose, okay, they're listening to Ken, and they say, okay, I need to be still. Let's say they have a gift. They really do have a gift, but they're just not successful in attracting clients or knowing how to put it out there. What is your formula? What do you recommend?
First of all, is to put together a plan, right? So number one is to set up the goal. What is the goal here? The goal is to become proficient at marketing. That's the goal. Okay, second step is, what's the plan around that? Well, you know, maybe I don't know how to do social media. Great. Okay, so we're going to have to build a team around you. I always loved Napoleon Hill because he always talked about the mastermind. And few people do this. By any new project like Stars of Courage, I put a whole team around me because I'm not the smartest guy in the world in every single area. I have people that are so brilliant. So next is put a team around you. Next is, with that plan and that team, you start to ask, what are the obstacles that are going to stop us from generating this? And, you know, we look at that. Then the next, we look at what are we willing to give or give up to really generate this thing that we're trying to manifest. And finally, we create a daily action plan and move it forward every single day. For new entrepreneurs starting out, it's the key. A lot of times, you know, people, of course, starting out, you don't have the confidence or the courage. And see, I tell people, fake it till you make it, you know,
right.
Tell yourself, tell your mind, listen, planting seeds in your mind. I am brilliant. I am talented. I am learning to be a master entrepreneur. I'm stepping up. I have within me the hidden resources of everything I need to generate this successful, amazing business. So
I like that.
In creating a plan.
And that there was a great, I'm writing this down, there was a great piece in there too, in these steps at the very end, that is that legacy, speaking yourself into your legacy, living forward from that. If someone has that mantra or legacy of, I'm a masterful, successful entrepreneur, well, that means that every choice and decision you make each day, you look at that. Is that my legacy? Does that align with my legacy? And just to reiterate, Ken said, have a goal. What is your goal? It could be that you're looking at becoming proficient at marketing, but maybe something else. To build the team to create that. Three, what obstacles are there that are in your way to generate this? Four, what will I give to create this? And five, daily action plan to move this forward. Those are great, great steps. What about living in the question? I know you've got a technique about that. What is living in the question?
Well, living in the question is being the question. In other words, instead of knowing all the time,
go to
start to ask questions that are like this. I'll give you one, right? What will, bring permanent victory in whatever area I choose, whether it's marketing, whether it's entrepreneurship, whether it's spirituality. What, you know, you start to ask these questions. You know, what's life asking me to do differently? What does the wisest part of me say that will create unlimited success? You start asking that. And that part of me is that piece that you just gave the listeners, right? I believe I'm charged with, you know, creative energy, with sustaining life. You know, I have this belief that, I'm connected. I'm feeling brilliant. I'm awake, alert, alive. I'm full of life, and that those beliefs drive me every day to generate success in a very calm, peaceful way. And I'm going to say one last thing.
Yeah.
One of the keys to success, it's slow down to succeed. Slow down to succeed. In this dyslexic society, we're going from, you know, one thing to the next. We talked about that earlier, but I want to just say that. If you can really take time, you know, I wake up, my eyes wake up in the morning, I go to gratitude, I sit in stillness and meditate, I'll go out and work out. I'm blessed to be able to have some free time in the morning because I'm an entrepreneur. You know, I work out, then I come, you know, then I start my day, and usually I plan my day the next day, right? I've got everything planned out, what I'm doing today. I'm asking these questions. What are the three most effective things I can do today to drive X forward, right? Whichever, you know, part of my plan I'm moving forward. So it's proactive. I'm not waiting for the universe or somebody to download something in me. I'm being proactive and using the mind, using the brain in a very positive way to generate success ongoing.
What about letting go? Is letting go important?
Letting go is, I think we all have to let go on a consistent basis. Some people have a hard time letting go, by the way. And I wrote a book for that. It came out this year. It's called Release, Renew, Evolve. And they can, if they want to find out about that, we can tell them a little later, Deb. But the letting go process is a choice, isn't it?
Yeah.
So we're either using the mind to choose to create more peace, harmony, joy, and wealth in our life, or we're using it to create disharmony, lack, limitation, and stuckness. And if you're on that side of it, you know, it's very easy to know, because what's going on is that you're probably feeling a sense of heaviness, you're feeling a sense of things aren't working out, you're feeling the sense that life is always going to be that way, you might even feel depressed or hopeless. But those aren't natural states. Those are states we put ourselves into when we haven't let go. And so what do we let go of? Well, we let go of old disempowering beliefs. We let go of judgments. We let go of anything that's inharmonious with our natural self. We let go of people, places, and things that are not aligned with where we are and moving in a direction of generating your dreams. So that's all in that book, that the Release, Renew, Evolve. I help people to create a global clearing. Global. I've been doing this for 20 years. My wife and I sit down every New Year's Eve, and we release the whole year. And you know, quite frankly, I used to do it 4 or 5 times a year, but now we do it once a year.
I do it too, by the way. That's amazing. My partner and I, towards the end of each year, we sit and first we review the previous year, and we talk about everything that's gone on, and it's extraordinary practice. And then we create into the future, and we talk about what is the next year to be? What do we want that to look like and feel like? And we often find we have, with great ease, sometimes it's about daily action, but sometimes it's just about aligning with the universe and saying, this is what I intend to do, and the universe says, hell yeah, I'm there with you. And it creates with great ease, but it's a really amazing practice. Keeps you very present.
Good practice. And for people that haven't done that or experienced it, that's why I wrote that book. Because it's more of an exercise than a book, actually. It takes most people about 3-4 hours to do it the first time. But everybody tells me, and this isn't everybody, when they're done with this, there's a sense of lightness about them. It's like for some, they say that, you know, it's like having a dark pair of sunglasses on and taking them off, and they see things completely different. They feel a sense of joy, a sense of calmness, peace, and happiness in their lives that they haven't had in many years for some of them. And you know, there's different levels of that, right, Debbie? You know,
yeah.
There's different levels of peace and joy and happiness. We think we have it, but then we take off this heaviness or these old ways of thinking, and all of a sudden we're even lighter.
When we come back, we're going to find out from Ken what he next dares to dream, what his future dreams and goals are. This is Debbie Dashinger, Dare to Dream. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
When making the decision to hire a coach, find a pro who delivers. Debbie Dashinger is an expert with an impressive platform that gets results. Let go of issues and shift your life into brilliance. Go to www.debbiedashinger.com. That's D-A-C-H-I-N-G-E-R, debbiedashinger.com. Debbie believes that we are each meant to shine our light and fulfill our unique path. Hire a coach who delivers. www.debbiedashinger.com.
Radio sells with immediacy. Radio sells everywhere. Radio is the cost-effective medium. Go to ads@debbiedashinger.com. Reach is nice, but frequency is better. You're always on the front page with Dare to Dream Radio. It's an award-winning program syndicated on over 60 stations. Advertise and sponsor the Dare to Dream radio show for optimal advertising results. Email ads@debbiedashinger.com.
MyBestsellerBook.com helps you self-publish and you keep all the royalties. Even if your book is already published, MyBestseller.com will help you become a best-selling author. Your book will be promoted to a large global following. Enjoy a press release and book review. Make your next book launch bigger and better. MyBestsellerBook.com has long-term client credibility and 100% success in turning books into bestsellers. MyBestsellerBook.com.
What is forgiveness like in your life? Is there someone right now that you need to forgive? Project Forgive is changing all that, teaching you how to skillfully forgive and finally get that freedom. Go to www.projectforgive.com. It's time you freed yourself and freed your dream. You're listening to Dare to Dream.
Welcome back to Dare to Dream Radio, and if you are just tuning in, I'm interviewing intuitive business mentor, entrepreneur coach, strategist, author, keynote speaker, Ken D. Foster. Ken, here at the end, I just want to ask you a few bullet point questions, and I want to start with, this is Dare to Dream Radio. What are you next, Dare to Dream? What are your future dreams and goals?
I have four specific dreams. I'm glad you asked. They're in different areas of my life. In my physical life, I'm competing in the National Aquabike Championships in November of this year, and I'm competing for an opportunity to represent USA in the World Championships in Canada in 2017.
Hmm.
In the spiritual life, how's that? How's that going?
That's impressive.
In my spiritual life, I'm committed to going deeper in my meditations, and this is something we didn't talk about, but I'm a meditator for 20-plus years, and usually spend an hour or so in meditation a day. I'd like to take that to 2-plus.
Mm.
In my contribution life, Stars of Courage, I see that organization as a national organization. Our first goal is to have 1,000 stars by the end of the year. That we're helping, so that's the goal there. And then in my family life, we're taking some great vacations together.
Oh, you are? Nice. What's on the docket?
Yeah, well, thanks for asking. You know, we're developing right now a Christmas vacation up in Mammoth, where we're going to try to get our whole family together up in Mammoth for Christmas. And we also, our family loves to go to Hawaii. In fact, Judy and I lived there for a year and a half. So we're putting together vacations to bring our whole family back over to the Big Island in 2017. So those are a couple of them that we're doing.
Well, aloha. So tell us, Ken, where can we find you? People are interested in knowing more, working with you. Where should they go?
They can go to kendfoster.com. Ken, K-E-N-D as in Donald, foster.com. And there you'll find lots of information about me and some free gifts there, too, for you.
If you could, Ken, if you could go back and say anything to your 16-year-old self, what would you say? What would it be?
Dream bigger. Have more courage. And take inspired actions every single day, knowing that the universe is working for you, not against you. That whatever your greatest dreams are, they will manifest as long as you persist.
What's the one ritual or practice that keeps you grounded every day? What do you do?
Meditation. Meditation every day. I start out, as I mentioned, in the morning that way. And that's all my answers. You know, there's a whole library of the universe. It's hidden within us. And that's where I tap into that library and get the answers to my greatest challenges.
The most important thing you've learned this year, what's that?
Be courageous in weird situations. Sitting in the governor's office, wondering, what am I going to say? This is a man who is very powerful, strong, and likes to talk. And being able to interject my thoughts and my opinions with confidence. And courage, that was it for me. Yeah, it's been a courageous path. Knocking on Stephen Covey's door this year, asking him to be write the foreword to my latest book.
That's awesome.
That was courageous. So courage, that's it, having more courage.
And bad habit. If you have any bad habit, what would you most like to change about yourself? What is it, and how does that become an obstruction in your life?
Yeah, the habits I've had over the years have been being reactive and being emotional in situations that really required calmness. So that's my continuing goal, to be even-minded in all circumstances, no matter
what's
happening. And my my prayer around that is, God, don't change my circumstances, change me.
Wow, so I'm sure you're given a lot of opportunities to test that out and get better.
Every day, and every day in every way. And, you know, here's the good news. It's getting better and better. I'm a very, you know, most people would look at me and say, wow, this guy's centered, grounded, and completely calm all the time. I'm getting there. And every year it gets better and better. You know, it's been a major goal for me over the last several years. And like any other goal, I will be there.
What is the most important lesson, Ken, that you teach your clients? What's the most important thing that you impart to them?
Well, we touched on it earlier. It's slow down to succeed. And if there was a second one, it would be tune in to yourself, tune out everybody else's opinion, and take inspired actions daily, knowing that you will generate the life of your greatest dreams.
And a life-changing moment that you experienced. Will you share that with me, a life-changing moment and how it changed you?
Life-changing. So many of them. You know, I think getting back on a tri bike for me, recent, I hadn't been training for about 3 years, and getting back on and realizing how I changed, how much more powerful my mind was, because I apply the principles that we talked about on this call, and realizing how much stronger I am even after not training for 3 years. So it was one of those life-changing moments that I went, wow, these principles work, and they work consistently. It's mind over emotions, emotions over actions, actions over results, and results over destiny. And when we strengthen our mind, it's amazing. Everything else lines up.
That was so powerful. Will you repeat that again? Mind
sure.
over?
Yeah, I'll even start in the beginning. Everything comes out of soul or spirit. So it's spirit over the soul. Soul is over the mind. Mind is over our emotions, emotions over our actions, actions over our results, and results over our destiny.
And results over our destiny. That is beautiful. You are truly the formula man. Thank you, Ken Foster, so much for coming on. Thank you so much for inspiring and teaching us on Dare to Dream today.
Debbie, thank you so much for the work you're doing, and I just feel blessed to be here with you, and I hope I've contributed to individuals that are listening to this in some way.
What a special man. Well, if you want to find out more about him, go to kendfoster.com. And if you are a coach or know of a coach and you're ready to contribute in that way and get involved, go to that amazing nonprofit organization, starsofcourage.org. I end today's show with this quote from Warren Bennis. You cannot reinvent yourself unless you have the courage to let go of who you have been in the past. If you want classes on media mastery training to become the best at radio interviews or creating your book into a guaranteed international bestseller, go to DebbieDashinger.com, MediaMasteryRadio.com, and MyBestsellerBook.com. Lots of free downloads there for you today. Share this radio show with your friends who you know will enjoy it. Thanks for joining me today on Dare to Dream. Remember, the secret of success is having the courage to begin in the first place.
To contact the award-winning syndicated Dare to Dream radio show, go to DebbieDashinger.com. Keep your excellent feedback and comments coming. Your host, Debbie Dashinger, is an expert at goal achievement, a media personality, an international best-selling author, and a keynote speaker. Debbie leads high-quality teleseminars on how to achieve goals, how to be a self-published best-selling author, and how to get booked on radio. All classes are at DebbieDashinger.com. Debbie's best-selling books are Dare to Dream, This Life Counts, sold on Amazon, and her second book, Wisdom to Success, The Secrets to Accomplish All Your Dreams, sold online at all bookstores. Tune in again to hear the next inspiring interview guest who has turned their vision into a successful reality. Want more support in making your dreams come true? Go to debbiedashinger.com. That's www.debbiedashinger.com. You'll see videos, MP3s, archived interviews, and amazing products sharing the secret steps to making your dreams come true. Remember to dream big with every expectation that your dream will become real. Dreams are free, so free your dreams. What do you dare to dream?
Here I'm standing now, waiting for my time to be all that I can be. It's so easy to forget, life is in my hands, and I can change.